Stark decided acting on Elizabeth Rail Cicero. Elizabeth, Elizabeth Rail, Rail, Cicero, Cicero, C as in cat, Cicero, Cicero. Date of birth 4/14/65, date of visit 11/30/22. Please make copy for Dr. David Weinrich, Weinrich. Dear David, thank you for sending Elizabeth Cicero for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint, history of COPD. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 57 year old female with a past history of COPD, has been experiencing chest wall pain and shortness of breath with exertion, and also having neck and shoulder pains. The patient states that she was exposed to spray foam from her old apartment in upstate New York and developed shortness of breath, wheezing, and persistent symptoms of post-nasal drip and chronic pains in the neck and back, period. She has a cough but does not bring up much sputum. She denied hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for lumbar laminectomy times 2 and cervical disc disease. She has had jaw reconstruction and history of complete hysterectomy. She also had chemical exposure from spray foam in her ceiling, and has had pelvic inflammatory disease times 2. She has a history of depression and gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph. Allergies to pollen and environmental dust and chemicals. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 36 years. and recently quit. No significant alcohol presently, but has had significant alcohol use over 20 years. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is in good health. Father died of esophageal cancer. Next paragraph, med list included Buspar 5 milligrams BID, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly, Montelukast 10 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Sumatriptan 25 milligrams BID, Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms 1 puff daily, Prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily, Omeprazole 40 milligrams a day, Duloxetine 30 milligrams daily. Next, system review of the patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency. She has hay fever, asthma, and wheezing, and shortness of breath. She has reflux symptoms, no constipation or diarrhea. She has chest and back pains, leg swelling, and depression. She has easy bruising, joint pains, and muscle stiffness. She has headache and numbness of the extremities, and migraines, and some skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged, white female is alert, pale, no acute distress, blood pressure 124 by 70, pulse is 82, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 119, saturation 94. HGNT abnormal, cyclic pupils reactive, sclera injected, throat was clear, nasal mucus edematous, neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, scattered expiratory wheezes toward both lung fields, and no crackles on either side. Heart symptoms of regular, sonar S2, no murmur, abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, mild peripheral edema, and decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and asthma. Number 2 is multiple allergies and rhinitis. And number 3 is chronic back pain. Number 4 is depression. Number 5 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she was advised to continue with the Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily, ProAir inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN, and copies of her previous records and PFTs will be requested. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Oh, can you also mention the patient will have a CBC, IgE level, and a BMP done? And a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Weinrich, MD. Thank you.